Okay. Okay, Sif Dalet. So, in Sif Dalet, the Rebbe is going to answer the question she asked in Sif Aleph. We had, in Sif Aleph, Beis and Gimel, we had different questions. Sif Aleph was the question, what's bothering Rashi with the word Sabbath Bnei Yisrael? Why does Rashi b'chal need a pirush? And then, in Sif Beis and Gimel, the Rebbe was medayik a few questions in the Mashal, and the Nimshal. But in Sif Dalet, the Rebbe is going to explain what's bothering Rashi with the word Sabbath Bnei Yisrael. What is b'chal coming to explain? And how he explained that kasha with the first words of Rashi, before he gets to the mashal. So let's explain. Let's say Rabir b'chazer tevas tzav for pirsha Rashi canal the ain't tzav ala lashon zirus. And we then move on. The lashon tzav loyti tochin ala leila hamis asking b'poil b'kim atzivoy shehei matzichem zirus chum. What does the word tzav mean? Never about before, but it actually explains in the beginning of Parshat Tzav, ain't Tzav, Ela, Lashon Zeros, Miyadu Laderis. What does Tzav mean? Tzav means a Lashon of being Mezaris somebody to make somebody more, you should be more careful about something which he has to do. So, if that's what the word Tzav means, it's coming to Mezaris somebody, so of course, who are you going to be Mezaris? You're going to Mezaris the people which need the Zeros. Who needs the zeros? The people which have to do the tzivah. So when you say tzav, automatically it must be that the zeros is, we're talking about people which need, the people which on them the tzivah is coming to. The tzivah is going to them and they need the zeros, and that's why we're using the lashon tzav to be mezaris them. Fizeh, kosher b'diposik dilan. Teichan ha-parsha hu ha-tzivi lakim karbanas Hashem b'mayodam, shu davar nasa al-di ha-koyanim, v'kana ha-mar tzav es b'nei Yisrael, v'lei tzav es aran v'zbonav, k'me shenem b'reish pasha tzav, shehim ha-mas askim b'akrav es karbanas. Fretzach ha-kasha, how could you say that, how could the Pasuk say of her tzav es tzav? What does the Pasuk say? It says tzav es b'nei Yisrael. And who? What is the tzivur we're talking about? What is the tzivur that Abish is telling him to do? It's to bring karbanos. Who has to bring the karbanos? Not the Yidden. It's only the Kayanim which have to bring the karbanos. So how come, Fresh Akasha, if tzav means Lashon Zeros, how good? We asked the question. Our question in Sefala was, why do we have to explain tzav? We know that tzav is Lashon Zeros. And for the Rebbe, Pufakert, Dafka, because we know tzav is Lashon Zeros, Fresh Akasha, if tzav is Lashon Zeros, so who do we have to mezaris? The people are doing the tzivir. Who are doing the tzivir? The Kainim. So how come it says over here tzav is Bnei Yisrael? The Yidden don't have to bring the karbanos. It's only the Kainim that have to bring the karbanos. And Taka and Pasha tzav, which over there, we're speaking about the Kainim. Taka doesn't say tzav is Bnei Yisrael. It says tzav is Aaron is Bana. In order 16, the Rebbe explains that maybe you could answer very pashat if we would be speaking about only the people which have to be makiv karbanis. Of course, that's only the kainim. But already we know that in the pasuk it says tavni shama matam is karbani lachmi lisha tishmeru lakiv demaya. And actually explains in the word tishmeru that we learn from there that shiyu kainim levim yisrael, that we need by every carbon. Nikoyim levim in Israel. Come to Chayistan, in the parsha which we're speaking now, we're not only speaking about the tzivoy that the Koyanim have to do, we're speaking about the fact that also Yidin and the Levim have to be there. So that's why Taka says, Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael, because in the tzivoy which we're speaking soon, will be Koyal all the Yidin. Says in the Rebbe, in R 16, the Deicha Kloimer Shekoy Rak ala Prata Tishmu, Kepirish Rashi, Yukoyim Levim Yisrael. It's a Deicha to say that the reason why it says Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael, because the fact that we have to Mezares, is when Mezares, the Yidin for Negev to the Prat of Tishmu. Why is that a Deicha? The reason why it's a Deicha is the Rebbe is Madgish in the word Rak. Because if the only reason why it says Averas Bnei Yisrael is because it's only for the word of Tishmeru, so it's a Deicha to say that the whole Parsha says Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael because of only one Prat. But then a klal, we would say the reason why the whole parsha was said with the lashon tzav is because the whole parsha needs us as zeros, not only one prat in the parsha. So therefore, even though taka, there's one prat in this parsha which also the yidden need a zeros in it, but we wouldn't say the whole parsha a tzav just for one prat. It's more mashma that we use a lashon tzav more for a tzivui, which is the whole tzivui needs a zeros. And since the whole tzivui, when speaking about a karvus karbanis, the main part of the tzivui is done by the kohenim. So therefore, it would be more massive to say Tzav is a Kohen. That's one pshat, one vart. And then Rebbe can mamshach v'oid. Then can have a little rumor, little vim v'Yisrael. Masha lifne, masha nemar lifne is as many Yisrael. Here the Rebbe says, move akert. If we the word tishmru, which Rashi teaches, and it's going on kamer levim, not only it doesn't answer a question, it makes our question stronger. Because if the word as bnei Yisrael is already telling us that we're being koyel al deyidin, so we don't need the pasuk tishmru to tell us that levim and Yisraelim have to be there. But from the etzem, the word that it says tavas bnei Yisrael, we know already that yidin have to be there. All the Yidin have to be there, not just Kain, because it says Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, so right, we're talking about all the Yidin. The fact that Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael is not telling us that. And the only reason we know that is from the word Tishmu is that Raya, that Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael by itself is not speaking about something which is the Kail of all the Yidin. Taka only Kail of the Kain. And that's why we don't know that from Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, we only know that from Tishmu. Ebazeg comes back our question. If we're Taka speaking about something which is only Kail of the Kain, the Tzim which is speaking about in our Pasha, thing which is Kail only the Kain, so why does it say Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, not Tzavetz Kain, Tzavetz Aram Rezbana? That's the question which is bothering Rashi with the word Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael. That's why Rashi's Matik the word Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, because that's his question. That's why Tzavetz Kushizu Matik Rashi Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael. Umefarish, ma amr lemay leith kedashem, amr leith kedash baruch, wat tzavein el bane Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, azbane elay. And for Rashi the Kasha. Rashi is saying, why does it say the word Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael? That's because about what it said earlier, Yifked Hashem. And that Hashem answered, Hashem Tzavei Al-Bani, Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael. Haim. The Peter Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, B'nidin Didan, will love Dafka La Krovis Karbonis Miyad L'Aderis. Ela, Zirut Kloli, L'chol Yisrael, Ala Kadish Baruch Hu, Kodim Yisrael Shul Mesha. Kemayna B'smichus, L'Divir Mesha, Yifked Hashem. We're answering, the Rebbe is answering that from here we see the Lashon of the Rashi is coming to answer. It says, Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael, Vasa Hamri Tzotamet Al Yidin. And for the Rebbe, that effort Rashi, that Take, the word Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael is coming to teach us that what Abish is going to say soon, even though the Poel is speaking about a Kravitz Karbanus, and a Kravitz Karbanus they have to bring Miyag on the Deris, it's Take true. That's what the tzivu prati, which it says soon, but the word Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael is not only mugv. It's not. It doesn't mean the Eibush is coming to say dafka akravas akabonis. He's trying to. What the Eibush is coming to say with this tzivu, he's coming to be mezaris beifun of zirus klali to all the Yidden, that the Yidden should remember the Eibush. As an answer to what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yifked Hashem. That's the answer. That's what Rashi says. The Eibush said Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibush Yifked Hashem. That Hashem should make an area, and for the Amish there, when you're being mezaris me, you're telling me what to do with the Yidden, tell the Yidden to do with me. Tell the Yidden to remember me. Zirut klal, even to get to the Amish, the Amish, the Bechlal. It's only, so Taka, the Tzivur, the Amish is saying, is the Tzivur HaKabbanis, like we're going to say soon. But what does the Amish want with the Tzivur HaKabbanis? Not only the Protestant thing that the Kleinim should mean Karbanis, but the Amish is the Techen of the Tzivur, the Techen which the Amish is doing over here, he's answering what Moshe Rabbeinu asked, to give a raya to the Yidden. They were saying, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to take care of the Yidden. Says the Moshe Rabbeinu to me, to Moshe, before you tell me to take care of the Yidden, tell the Yidden to remember my Eibushter. How are they going to remember the Eibushter? Through Kabbalah's tack. But it's not just the Kravitz HaKabbalah's, it's that tzivu to Yidden to remember the Eibushter. And Taka, this remembering the Eibushter is not only a prat, it's only the kind of to remember the Eibushter. This is Taka telling Gishnah to get to all the Yidden. And this answers the question. This answers the words of the pasuk Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael. How does it answer the words of the B'nei Yisrael? How does this mefarish? How does this pshat explain side the word Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael? Dr. Rebbe, the lachin emar aleph loshen tzav. Keshem shem Moshe mitzaveni al bonai, betzivud, yivked Hashem. Kach ana kedush baruch l'moshe Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael esbonai alai. This explains the word tzav, because that was the lachin. Two things. First of all, that was the lachin which Moshe, told the Eibushter. The Eibushter told the Eibushter, Yifked Hashem. He didn't say, please Hashem, make a raya for Eden. He said in a way of a tzivu, Yifked Hashem in a way of a tzivu. I'm not sure if that's the pshat that the Rebbe is saying over here, or the Rebbe is saying that the words that the Moshe Rabbeinu used, Yifked, is Lashem Kuda, Lashem Tzivu. But then that's not, that, That wouldn't work so much with the word mitzaveni albani. But if in any way you learn, or it means that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Eibushter, so that's what Eibushter is using the word tzav. Or that the word that Eibushter used, Moshe Rabbeinu used was yifkei, the solashim pkuda, that's what it means mitzaveni. But if in Moshe Rabbeinu, what Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibushter to do was connected with the lashon tzivoi, so therefore the Eibushter is using the same lashon tzivik, the word tzav. So that's why it says tzav is bnei Yisrael, because that was the lashon which Moshe Rabbeinu used, so the Eibushter is answering back with the same lashon tzav. Base, and that's also that explains the word tzav. And second of all, explains it's bnei Yisrael v'leirak aron ubanav k'shem shebikesh Moshe yifkedesham al banai shebezek kol bnei Yisrael shavin kach ana kedesh baruch l'Moshe tzav is bnei alai tzivui b'chlal. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibushter to make a raya, he didn't meant only on a specific part of the Yidin. He meant about all the Yidin. The same thing is also when the Eibushter answered back, he didn't only say Tzaves, a specific Yidin, a specific part of Yidin. He speaks about all the Yidin. Tzaves, Bani Alai, all the Yidin. And that's why it says Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, because Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, because this, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibushter should do something with all the Yidin, so the Eibushter told back to Moshe to give a tzivu to all the Yidin about him. Gimel. Akar kach Moshe, the tzivu is that Eini rak simas lev, zchira la kadosh baruch hu, Kiim v'amarta aleim es karbanu gemer hatzivu tzarach lavi l'dei maisa. After that, after the pasuk said tzaves bnei Yisrael, so it's not pshat that the Eibushter told Moshe Rabbeinu stamazik, you should tell the Yidin to remember the Eibushter. No, and then the Eibushter could have stopped right away. Tzaves bnei Yisrael. Period. After the pasuk continues, no, that wasn't the pshat that the Eibushter said. Taka tzaves bnei Yisrael means that the Yidin should remember the Eibushter. But what? How did Yidin should remember the Eibushter should be in a way that this tzivah should bring to Maisa, to do a carbon, to bring a carbon. Umuvon shegam haMaisa tzarach liyis negei lechol Yisrael pulas harkabonu shal yodam nasa reich nechayach nasa roch lefane shal maisim nasa ritzoni. But it's understood that also the Maisa has to be negei to all the Yidin. It's not only a Maisa shal negei to the carbon, to the Koyanim, it has to be a Maisa which all the Yidin are negiyah to the all the Yidin. How is Taka Shayach that the Maisa Karbanos which only the Koyanim are doing is something which is going to be negiyah to all the Yidin? So the Rebbe explains in the brackets, Pu'ulas HaKarbanos, the Nifl, what the carbon does, which makes a Rech Nechayach and Asiruch HaFanish HaMaser, not to do anything, the fact that the carbon brings an Asiruch to the Eibushter, that's something which is negiyah to all the Yidin. So come to just a second a little bit. L'chura, what comes out from the beer, that the Rebbe is saying, Tzavet Bnei Yisrael Taked is not speaking about Karbanos. Tzavet Bnei Yisrael by itself doesn't mean the Eibushter didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidin about Karbanos. He told the Yidin, told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidin that they should remember the Eibushter Bechlal. Zirus Klali B'negei L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this Zirus Klali, which is Taked Negei to all the Yidin, is not a Zirus Klali, which is stays in a Zirus Klali, which is stays in a Simas Lev on your Hegesh Alev. This is a Simas Lev which has to bring the Yidin to do something. Now, Taka, the Maisa, only the Kainam are going to do. But still, this is a Maisa, which is Negev to all the Yidin, which is a Titzah from the Simas Lev of all the Yidin, because the Nifl from the Maisa is something which is Negev to all the Yidin. The Nifl that this Maisa brings, that brings a Nachasuruch to the Eibushter, this is something which all the Yidin wanted in Shem. The Yidin should remember the Eibushter in a way that should bring them to do something to bring Nachasuruch to the Eibushter. Attacker, who's going to do it? B'Payel is the Kainan. But the Tzivi B'Chlal is a Tzivi for all the Yidin because why? Another way to come to is that why did the Eibushter tell the Yidin? What's Rashi saying with these words? Why did the Eibushter tell the Yidin to bring the Karbanos? Why is the tzivir of Karbanos a tzivir not only to the Kohenim, but a tzivir to all the Yidin? Because what's the teichen over here? The teichen over here is what the Eibushter is telling Moshe as an answer what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibushter. The Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibushter to take care of all the Yidin, says the Eibushter to Moshe, they tell Moshe told the Yidin to remember about the Eibushter. That's the tzivir. Now what is the tzivir prati, which is bringing out this connection with the Yidin to the Eibushter? That's the tzivir of Karbanos. Because the tzivir of Karbanos is the reason why the Yidin are going to do this Maaser Karbanos is because they have this legacy to the Eibushter. And they want to be a Nachas Ruach and a Shalofanish and a Martim and a Shalofanish. And therefore they're going to do a Maaser, which is the Maaser Karbanos. So we have the question, why does it say Ibn Negei to Karbanos, Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael? And for Tadashi, L'chor is only Negei to the Kohenim, and for Tadashi, It's not only negated the kain. If it would be, if karbanos would just be a tziva, like all the tzivaim, which is at the term bring karbanos, then you're right, this is only a tziva, which the only the kainim do. But since the tziva karbanos, what is the tziva karbanos? It's coming by Hamshach to one Moshe Rabbeinu, ask the Eibush, and the Eibush is answering Moshe Rabbeinu, tzava is bane alai, that's your karbanos. Come the chayis, that the tziva karbanos, first eshtens b'chlal, it's not the technish of the karbanos you're trying to give it. It's going to get the fact that the Yidin should remember the Eibush, that's the tziva eshtens. And tzveitens, since the Kabbalah is coming out of the Tzav from this Regesh, so it's the Tzivu which is going to get all the Yid. And that's what answers the questions. Why? What was bothering Rashi with the word Tzav is B'nai Yisrael? Was bothering, why is the Tzivu Kabbalah any which is kill all the Yid? And second of all, and that was bothering Rashi, and what is the answer to Rashi? Because Rashi is saying that this, with the Pirush that Rashi brings out, Rashi is explaining how the Indian of Kabbalah is something which is going to get all the Yidin. Because it's a tetzah from a tzivri klali, which the Eibush is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to the Yidden, to remember Hashem, Nathan Klal. That's the Tziv Dalet. And Tziv Hey and Tziv Vav, the Rebbe is going to explain the mashal, how did the mashal add beer in this whole inyan. Tziv Hey. So Tziv Dalet, the Rebbe explained what was the problem, what was bothering Rashi with the word Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, and how Rashi explained this with his Pirush. It's like the Rebbe's Mamshich, but Omnom, the Pirush is there, Kasha. But this thing which was bothering Rashi, and Rashi explained, this Pirush has a problem, it has issues. Kasha, what's the problem? Aleph. Divrei Moshe Yifked Hashem Nemru LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tzivui Mitzaveni Al Bonai. Rashi said before that the reason why Rashi is using the word tzav is because Moshe Rabbeinu used the word tzav when he gets to the Eibush there. And therefore, they should answer him with the word Tzav. Fresh Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu. That means, another, what means Moshe Rabbeinu used the word Tzav? That means the Eibushter, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Eibushter. Like this Rashi, the Lashon of the Mashal is, the Lashon of the Rashi is Mitzavei Albonet. Fresh Kasha, how can Moshe Rabbeinu speak to the Eibushter like that? How is it possible that Moshe should ask Hashem and tell Hashem, should speak to the Eibushter in a way of a Tzivri? Moshe Rabbeinu should command Hashem. How is it possible? Base. By cautious Moshe Yifked Hashem, he davar al-mukhach l'kiyam am b'ni Yisro. Kumifurish v'liti agas Hashem, katzein Hashem l'emroi. Bilu minus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzav Ez Bona, ila hakev kabanat chulu, tachlisoi, shiyen reyach nichoyach, nachas ruach l'fonei chulu. V'tomu abi Yisro. Ha'ima nachas ruach l'fonei chulu, shal yidei akrobas hakabanas, mukhrachas, yoyser me Yifked Hashem, ish ala ida, ash HaKadosh Baruch Hu babetayn ala Moshe, ach hatam zaveni al bona, Tzav Ez Bona alai. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, or he commanded Hashem, like I said before, that Hashem should make a reya to the Yidin. That's something which the Yidin must have. And like Rabbi said earlier, that's something a davar amuchrach. And it says clearly in the pasuk, "Leiti adas Hashem katzein Hashem l'reya." The Yidin need to have a reya. So what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for was a must. What the Eibushter told Moshe Rabbeinu to do was, like he said earlier, tachlisoi. The Eibushter answered, "Tzave is banai to bring karbanos." Which, what is the tachlis of Kabbanis? Nachas Ruach, the Eibushter should get Nachas Ruach. Frech Sarakasha, Nachas Ruach L'chura. Nachas Ruach L'chura is something which is not Mukhrach. It's something which is only, it's adding pleasure, it's giving pleasure. How can we say that the Eibushter is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, before you telling me what to do with the Yidin, tell the Yidin to give me Nachas Ruach? L'chura, the dvarim are not Deimu Bachlal. What Moshe Rabbeinu asked Moshe Hashem to do was the Davar HaMukhrach, what the Yidin must. But the Eibushter is asking Moshe Rabbeinu from the Yidin to do to him is to give Nachas Ruach. L'chura, how can you? And the Eibushter is coming to attend to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before you telling the Yidin what to do with me, tell the Yidin what to. Before you telling me what to do with the Yidin, tell the Yidin to do with me. L'chura, what the Moshe Rabbeinu is asking the Eibushter for the Yidin is something which the Yidin need for their existence. What the Eibushter was asking the Yidin to do for him, something which the Eibushter doesn't need. So how could he come with a taina to Moshe Rabbeinu before asking the Eibershter to do something with the Yidden, he should ask the Yidden to do something with the Eibershter what the Eibershter wants from the Yidden is l'chora not a davar al-mukhrach. So l'chora, how could the Eibershter have a tanya to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's two questions which is a problem for me. So basically, there is two in Yonim, like we saw before in the Sif Dalet, the Rebbe finished off with Aleph and Beis. Okay. Gimel was when we say Tzav is Bnei Yisrael, there's a reason why we use the word Tzav, is because Moshe Rabbeinu used the word Tzav, and the reason why we used as Bnei Yisrael, because we're thinking about something which is negate all the Yidden Bechlal. And over here, the Rebbe's thing that there's an issue with these two pratim. The fact that we say, it's not a question on Rashi, but it's a question on Bechlal in the Indian. How could it be Bechlal that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Eibishter to do something? L'chor, it doesn't make sense. Ershin's first Akasha. And second of all, what the Eibishter asked the Yidden to do for him, L'chor, is not a davar amuchrach. It's only something which the Eibishter, which gives the Eibishter nechas ruach. So that's the question, which are two strong questions of the Techan and Indian. The L'chora is very strong, it's very hard to understand this whole story. Mataris Rashi calls there, Ali Day Mashal, Blas Melchis, and Nifteris Mana Oilam, Vestim of Kedis Labayla, Benabuchulu, Ali Day Mashal Zer. The Moshe Nimshal Bas Melch, Beshin Nifteris Mana Oilam, of Indian Shem of Kedis Labaneha, like it is Baruch Baila Stam, Moving Kolana. Valachin Messiah Rashi Kedis, is a free little Mashal from Chonik and Alice Gilasim Gil. Says it, and that's what the Rashi is coming to answer with the Mashal, because Dafke, these words the Shurashi brings, and Dafke in this Gersa Dafke, that we're talking about a Bas Melch, then Mashal, then Moshe Rabbeinu is like a Bas Melch. And not only like a Bas Melch, that which was about to go away from the world. And which what she's doing before she's going to the world, she's telling her husband what to do with her children. Dafka, when we put Moshe Rabbeinu in such a context, that will explain why Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to ask the Eibershter of Shashat Kifos. And we put the Eibershter that he shouldn't be a Melech, but he should be Baila. That will answer the question which we asked, why the Eibershter, why the Eibershter asked for a certain thing. And other pratim, like we'll see in Sivva. The Dafka, when you use these pratim, which Dafka Rashi, Dafka in the scientist is free. Because Dafka, these words and this with this Gersa is going to answer these two questions. What's that going to be? Like the Rebbe in Sivva, Vabir, Ramashal. So in Sivva, first the Rebbe is going to explain the Mashal, and then he's going to explain, according to we, if you understand good the Mashal, understand the Nimshal. Al, Ha'isha bi Yosef Bas Melech, Toivas yibit kifos mi baila, Stam she'eni Melech. The lady, since she's a, why is she demanding? When the mashal which we're speaking about is, the mashal which Rashi brings, is that the Bas Melech, the daughter of the Melech, before she goes away from the world, she's commanding. It says, Shahoysa, the Lashon of Rashi is Shahoysa Mafkedes L'Bayil Al-Banav. She's commanding her husband. Now, why is it Takeh? She's commanding her husband. This admin is a chutzpah, that a lady should command her husband what to do. So Taka, the Rebbe is going to explain, she doesn't speak like that to her husband. The reason why she's speaking like to her husband is because of two things. First of all, she is a Bas Melech, and therefore she has Tkifus. Her husband is not a Melech. And since her husband is not a Melech, so she has a certain Elyonah, she has a certain higher Hechekite over her, over him, and therefore she could speak to Tkifus. She has the kayach, she has the reason, the yichailas and the tkifas in herself to command her husband because she's taka higher than her husband. She's a bas melech. But still, she usually doesn't use this tkifas because, b'derach klal, like Rabbi is going to say soon, the klal is v'hu yim shalbach, that the husband is being mashal over the lady, not for kate. So b'derech klal, her whole life she never uses this tkifus, even though b'derech klal she has something in herself that she could be b'tkifus over her husband. She has that tchon in herself, but she really doesn't use it. But when it comes, when she's about to die, and she's speaking about something she's going to get to her children, then this tkifus she has comes out. Because what's the mile of her children? Her children are enekach from the king. They have a mile, they bring out in her this tkif of being a bas melech, because her children are nechadim from the melech. And therefore, when she's speaking about the nechad of the melech, therefore she could use the tkifus of the bas melech. And also, when she's about to die, and therefore she's not gonna. It's a yitzim in a klal. She's about to die, and therefore she's gonna use this kifus of a bas melech over her husband. So even though b'derech klal taka a lady doesn't speak like that to her husband, when we're speaking about a bas melech, and we're speaking about her husband is not a melech, and what she's speaking about her children before she's dying, then she's gonna use this tkifus. That's what the Rebbe says over here. Aleph, ha'isha b'yisa bas melech teivas hi b'tkifus mi b'ilastam she'ini melech. When did she speak b'tkifus like that? Rak aleph she'nifteres min olam b'esh k'shemafkenes al bana kol yimei nisua, all the time that she's married, hari b'chol isha ne'emar v'yim shel bach, she kfufa b'tein lel b'ila, she's bottled to her husband. Even if her husband wouldn't be a melech, but if her husband is a melech, she's always bottled him. But even when her husband is not a melech, but still b'derech klal she's bottled him. Avlut shabaz man she nifteres min ha'olam. She's going away from the world. Now the Rebbe is being madgish for the word min ha'olam. I'm not sure exactly what the hadgash over here is. L'chora the hadgash over here should be more that she's about to die. But what does it mean that she's Maybe the word is it's not that she's going away she's not leaving the place. She's leaving b'chal the world. That's the hadgash of min ha'olam. And two, shemuchrachas lefaked lebayla stam al banah. That what she's speaking about, she's speaking about her children. So there, since she's speaking about her children, therefore that brings out another tkifus. Even if their children wouldn't be the eniklach of the king, would be stam children, since she's about to die, and she's thinking about her children, so that brings in her, that's ma'ir in her tkifus that she has. And third of all, the oil shame, nichte amelch, we're always speaking about not stam children, children which are the nechadim from the king. So all these three problem together, that pushes, that's be ma'ir, yas chayil, even ne'ir, a tekif for basmach, that brings it out in her, the tekif that she's a daughter of a king, and therefore she's takish, she's going to speak with tkifus. So that's the eshtins. The mashal, what is the vart of bas melech? Because this bas melech explains b'chlal, where does she have the tkifus? Where did you get a tkifus from? Because she's a bas melech, but she only uses the tkifus because she's not speaking to a melech, she's speaking to a bail, which is not a melech. And second of all, and these three pratim, she's about to die, and she's speaking about her children, and her children are the king, the nechadim of the king. So that's what Chalhur is speaking about. The husband, I'm sorry, what she's telling her husband. And what is the husband telling back the if we're speaking about a bas melech, that means the yisod over here is Rashi, the lashon of Rashi is, Rashi says, mashal bas melech, she's a nifteres min ha'olam, she's a bayla bana. That's the only word that Rashi brings. Rashi doesn't continue the conversation, because we already know that from the beginning of Rashi, where Rashi said the conversation with Eberstein Moshe Rabbeinu, so we already understand what would be the hemshach mashal between the husband and the bas melech. Now what is the bas melech asked the melech, I'm sorry, the bas melech asked her husband to take care of her children. What is the husband telling back her wife? So it doesn't say what exactly, but l'chura, just like by Moshe ben Eibishter, tzava is bani alai means inin klali, al derech zeh, the Baal is asking from his wife, but the Rebbe, it says l'hemshach and zefri, that what the Baal is asking his wife, yishalayinu be minim mizayin. It's like the Rebbe says in base, habal mevakeshe ishtoy tzave es bonav alav, ubaloshan shal tzave zirus, kivan shu baila stam veloy melech, yesh machim lachshe shabonim nichtay melech, yinigo be minim mizayin chulu. The lachin chnachos ishtes yibas amelach tezarzim et tezirimotach. We asked a question. The Rebbe asked a question. In Sif Beis, l'chura, why is it so important to ask why is it so important to ask the father of the children to take care that their children should, that why does the father of the children have to ask his wife to tell his children to take care of him? L'chura, pashtos the children they can take care of their father. Says the Rebbe, that's what Rashi's coming to answer with saying in the mashal, bas melech. because punkt verkehrt. That's because she's a bas malach. And her husband is not a malach. He's stama person. And her children are the enikal from the king. They have a mila over their father. They're nechadim from the malach. Shaking their father is not nechadim from the malach. That's what mila when their mother was alive. And therefore, the mother, the bas malach, was alive. And she has the and the husband is the husband of the bas melech. Therefore, the children are gonna have covenant for the bas for her father. Mashing, and after the wife dies, since he is not a melech, that is exactly the reason why there's a makim to be chayshish that the nechadim of the melech, his children are not gonna respect him properly, and therefore that's why it's important that the bas melech should tell the melech. To tell her children to remember the king. Now, the Rebbe, this prat is explaining why is there b'chlal achshash? Because the yachas that the banim are having to their father is not as a melech, but as a stama person. And since their yachas to them is like stama person, therefore there's achshash they'll be noig b'minig b'zeh. If their father would be a king, for sure they would be noig b'minig b'zeh, they would be respected. Because he's not a king and they have a mila, they're nechdei melech, that's why they're going to be noig b'minig b'zeh. But over here, it's not so much negay over here, the fact that they're nechadim, in the nimshol, like we'll see soon, it's not so much negay over here that they're nechdei melech, it's more negay the fact that their yachas to him is not as a melech. And therefore they will be noig b'minig b'zeh. Gimel, Hataina hi, Achat Makhtani al Hulu Pagdi Bani alaihu. Bishlamem Haya Melech, in a gamin bun of Layinu Gubai by Covid, in his Zakal Kalkahlehem, Kim Melechu, the Ashley Storm Babanuku. Avamakashu Balstam, the Ainlayla bun of Levat, the Mainlayinu by Covid Hulu Harehu. Now, what is the fact that he's not a Melech, this also explains why. It's so much important why he needs her, his wife, to tell the kids to respect him. Because if he would be a melech, so even if the kids wouldn't be noig by covered, but a king has his whole all his meluchah to take care of him. He has sarim, he has avadim, so he doesn't need so much his children. But because we're not speaking about a melech, but after we're not speaking about a melech, we're speaking about someone who's not a melech. Therefore, we're being chayshish. Besides the fact that we said in base that his kids will be neg b'minig b'zayin, that's interesting. But besides the fact that if his kids won't help him, then he won't have anything. He's mochrech that his children should take care of him because he has nothing else. So that's another prat. Why? We use that for the mashal of bas melech, and her husband is not a melech, because this explains also why it's a must for the baal to tell the isha to be mitzaveh the kids about him, because if they're not gonna be mechabedim, not like a melech, which yes, our mavadim to be mechabedim, over here they can have nobody to be mechabedim, and therefore he needs his children. And this is explaining another thing, another prat that the melech is muchrach. This in Sif Gimel, in this part, this is explaining, the Mashal is explaining that we're talking about a musig that the Baal needs his children. We had an Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph, the lady is a Bas Melech, is because that explains Bechlal, how could she speak like that to her husband? Because she's a Bas Melech. And the Sif Prat Beis is explaining why Bechlal is there a mocking to be chayshish that are without the tzivui from the lady to their children. Will the children be noig ben minu b'zayin because their yachas to their father is not also a melech? So that proves us that there's a place, there's a makim lachshash that they should be noig ben minu b'zayin. And Gimel is explaining that this, the chshash of the king is not stand to be noig ben minu b'zayin. So who cares? Also be noig ben minu b'zayin. No, we're not speaking about stam achshash, we're speaking about achshash that the king needs to have the yachas from his children, because if he won't have the yachas from his children, not the king, sorry, the father needs the yachas from his children, because if you're not going to have the yachas from his children, you're not going to have anything. That's the third prat which we see, which brought out dafka in this mashal. Not in the mashal, if the father would be a king. The father would be a king, and all these pratim wouldn't work. So dafka because the lady is a daughter of a king. and her children are the Inukal from a king, and her husband is not a king. This explains all these problems. If we understand the Mashal very good, now we'll understand the Nimshal. What was the question which we had in the Nimshal, in the Mashal? Our question, as if he was, the Rebbe's question was, how could the Eibishter, how can Moshe Rabbeinu speak like that to the Eibishter? So what does the Rebbe answer? B'tekev gadol, dugmas bas melech shenisa labal stam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. So the lashon over here is a shtickle, it's hard to understand, but l'chura the pshat is like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the Eibishter, telling the Eibishter to make a roi over the Yidin, taka usually Moshe Rabbeinu asked before, how could Moshe Rabbeinu speak like that to the Eibishter? How could he be the Eibishter to do something? Zog the Rebbe, what was the mashal? The mashal he said, the bedera called taka, a lady doesn't speak like that to her husband. But when she was about to go away from the world, and she's speaking about something which is going to get to her children, which nichtei amelech, so this brings out in her something which she always has. She has always this tkifus, which brings out her something, this tkifus. So the Rebbe, the same thing is also by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Rei Yisrael. Like, and Rei Yisrael have a tkifus. This fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Reya, so it's not the first time which we see that Moshe Rabbeinu has this tekef of a bas melech kibiyach. That Moshe Rabbeinu has a tekef of malchus. Where do we see that? We see that we got another place when by Chet HaEgel that Moshe Rabbeinu said v'atam t'tisa chatasav harei toiv. And the Moshe Rabbeinu told Eibishter that he has to be mechel din nifrat mechini nami sifrecha. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had this tekef. So when we're speaking negia to this inyan, taka usually Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to speak like that to the Eibishter. But when we're speaking about b'derech klal, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter speaks the Eibishter, the Moshe Rabbeinu is a command the Eibishter. But when we're speaking about the nekuda of malchus, when we're speaking about the nekuda of that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Rei Yisrael, and we're speaking that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking the Eibishter to give the Eden a Reya, so in this prat, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak, but take a gogol, just like the way a bas melech speaks to stam a baal. I mean, l'chura. I'm not saying that at least in this even. I'm not saying that the yachas of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Eibishter is not like that. The Eibishter is not a melech, and he's like he's treating the Eibishter kviyachol like a baal. We're not saying that. Of course, the Eibishter stays as a melech. But our question was, how could Moshe Rabbeinu speak with such a tkifus? And that would bring the mashal of a bas melech, just like in the mashal of a bas melech. Usually a bas melech doesn't speak, or usually a lady doesn't speak like that to her husband. But when we're speaking about it in a certain nekudas, so there's a certain tkifus which the bas melech has in herself. And when we're speaking about something which is negiah to this nekuda, so this tkifus comes out. So al derech zeh, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, that when this nekuda of Rei Yisrael was brought out by him, that we're speaking about a matzah that he has to be avar, that the yidden shouldn't be like a tzina shein alem reya. So in this nekuda, Moshe's tkifus came out. Moshe had a tkifus, bedugma, the tkifus that Shabash Melech has when she speaks to Abal. And with L'chur, that means the fact that the Rebbe adds, Asher Amar B'tekev V'atam T'yisa Chatasam Ar-Tev V'eini Oymer Lecha M'cheni V'ayin M'cheni V'chulu, the Rebbe uses, adds this, which we see in the Tzilin Ksav Yod Kedesh, we see that the Rebbe added in Nagashniya these words, That means, because it's not enough to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, when we speak about Nekuda, that he's already Yisrael, that in this Inyan, so Moshe could speak with Tekef. Because if you won't find that Moshe, the Rei Yisrael, months Tkifus, so the Mashal of Bas Melech wouldn't work. The Mashal of Bas Melech is speaking about somebody which is the Etzem, but she's a Bas Melech. We see that she has Tkifus. Now Rashi, Derech Rashi, doesn't use this Tkifus. But when she's about to die, this Tkifus comes, is brought out by her. So Derech Zah over here, we have to find that somewhere the Nekudah of Rei Yisrael is the months Tkifus. Now, Derech Klal, Moshe is not speaking to the Eibushter about this Indian of being a Rei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu speaks like Derech Klal, Meretz from the Eibushter, Anat Kifus. But when we speak about the Nekudah of Moshe being a Rei Yisrael, which in that Nekudah we find that Moshe their Nekudah months a Tekef Gadol, and like we find in Moshe Rabbeinu other times he spoke to the Eibushter about Kifus. So now when it comes another time, which Hoysen if Teres Min HaOlam, this Kifus is brought out again. Maybe I'm not so sure if what I'm saying now is right, but when the Rebbe is saying that b'davar zeh have Moshe rei Yisrael b'tekev gadol dugmas bas melech shenisa lebal stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, I'm not so sure if this is the pshat, but maybe the Rebbe is trying to say that when we're speaking about the nekuda of being a rei Yisrael, the care for Am Yisrael, so then in this Nekuda, the way Moshe Rabbeinu has to speak is al derech, the way a Bas Melech speaks to a Baal Stam. Because that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu could take care of the Yidden. That's what's meant from a Rei Yisrael, that when he takes care of the Yidden, he has to kiviyachol treat the Eibushter as a Baal. If he would whole time treat the kiviyachol, I'm not so sure this is the pshat, but maybe he would have to speak to the Eibushter in a way that the Eibushter is a Melech, so then we wouldn't be able to take care of the Yidden. The only way Moshe Rabbeinu could be a Rei Yisrael and take care of the Yidden properly is if in these Nekudas he's going to use his Tkifus, he's going to speak in a Tkifus like the way a Bas Melech speaks to a Baal. Kiviyachol is going to treat the Eibushter Kiviyachol as if he's a Baal and not like a Melech. I'm not 100% sure, but what the pshat over here is, but maybe that's the pshat. Okay, continue. And therefore now, like in the mashal, when Derech Klal Bas Melech doesn't use her tkifus, but when does she use the tkifus? She's about to die. And when they get to who we're speaking about, she's speaking about her children, which her children are Nichdei Melech. So the same thing is also Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about before he's passing away. He has to give over his Ruit Meretvach. I'm making the same Marisa, which who is the same Marisa? Meretvach Vegin B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Meretvach in the Eberster, which are driving away in the Yidden, which they're not Stam B'nei Melech, but they're B'chayri Yisrael, not Stam B'chayri Yisrael, they're Mamlech HaZkenim Sarim. So now, when I get to them, the Tkifus of a Melech, the Bas Melech comes out stronger. That's when the Tkifus of the Melech comes out. So Eshtim's they get the timing at the Eitz Pterosai, and that's why the Tkifus comes out. And second of all, B'negeta, who we're talking about? We're talking about people which want Tkifus of Malchus. We're talking about Yidu Shabani, B'cheri Yisrael, we're talking about Melech HaZkein. And therefore, in that time, he could ask, Tava mi Baila, he could want from the Eibushter in a Tekef of Bas Melech. Now, B'negeta, Yachas of this, again, I'll just say, but I'm not so sure, B'negeta Moshe Rabbeinu, why we're saying that she's that Eibushter is considered a baila, not a melech. The fact that he's running in a tkifus of bas melech, that I can understand. But why is the gabi Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eibushter considered a baal? I'm not so sure. Mela in the mashal, that's the reason why she could speak with tkifus, because she has a taka hechakite over her mel, over her baila, like the Rebbe said in Sif Aleph, in Ois Aleph and Sif Vav, that Aisha b'Yisa Bas Melech Tivas he b'tkifus mi baila stam she'ini melech, because he's not a melech and she's a Bas Melech, therefore she could speak with tkifus. But then we're talking in the Eibushter, so b'yachas to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not so sure exactly how the Eibush is considered Baila, not Melech. But maybe the Pshat, like I said before, that the only Menegiah to the Indian of Rei Yisrael. I'm Menegiah to Rei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu has to speak to the Eibush in such a way, therefore, the Menegiah to this Indian, Kiviyachol, Moshe Rabbeinu must Keilu be Mizrach to the Eibush like a Baal. Whatever. Again, I'm not so sure about this Pshat. Whatever. Base. Now, but that's when I get through way, that's the answer to the question, how can Moshe Rabbeinu speak b'tkifu to the Eibushter? And that's the answer because Meret HaGemeinah Bas Melech, we're talking about somebody who has tifus already by him, and we're speaking about Beishin Nefteres Mena Olam, and we're speaking about B'nei Geir 2, and he's speaking about B'nei Melech. Okay, that's understood. That side of the coin we understood. Now, when I get to the other side of the coin, with the Eibushter speaking to the Yidin, that also we're going to understand according to this Moshe. The other two pratim, which we said in the beginning of Sivva, the fact that why is there a chash that the kids are not going to continue being noyeg covid is because we're speaking about a baal and not a melech. We're going to understand that also over here, and also the third prat, the fact that it's a davar amuchach, we're also going to understand it according to the melech. Beit the gav of bnei yisrael shechelik mem avral tivu gedush baruch hu kam upamim how are gedush baruch hu etzlam bedukas by the stem. The lachin tzarich shemesher rabbeinu habas melech yitzavim b'diber shel zirus al zeh tzavas bnei yisrael. Why is the Eibushter need to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidden to do something to know covid in him kviyachol is because just like in the mashal we're talking about a case where there's a chashash that the kids there's a real chashash. That the kids are going to be noig b'nig b'zayin in the father because he's not a melech. So in the mashal, it's a fact like that. The fact is that the father is not a melech; he's only a baal. In the nimshal, the fact is that the Eibushter is the melech tak. But the nimshal is telling us because the yidden are treating the Eibushter not like a melech. V'arayah their tak were ever kamev v'kamev v'pamim on the tzivu of the Eibushter. So even the kumzachay that these yidden don't treat the Eibushter like a melech. They treat the Eibushter like a baal. So because they're treating the Eibushter not like a melech, only like a baal, that's why the Eibushter has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to mitzava the yidden to take care of to mitzava the yidden to be neg minik covering the Eibushter. Why? Because they're not miyaches. The name is Sechet Rebish Taz Amel, the Sechet Rebish Taz Tam Azaba. Now, in the Aria 24, the Rebbe's Bavarans, the Chura, Fresh Rakasha, if we're talking about people which don't care about the Eibushter, they don't treat the Eibushter as a melech, they treat the Eibushter as tamas a baal kaviyachol. So what is helping? Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them to be neig min hakavod the Eibushter. If they don't care about the Eibushter, what are they going to care about what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them? And for the Rebbe, that's what's answered in the word tzav. What does tzav mean? Dibur shel zirus. It's a lashon. It's a strong lashon to command the yidden. And commanding the yidden, we find in Tanya, the Rebbe brings in Aruch 24. Al derech v'vur b'Tanya sefer chavtes. Yidden amaragnes v'mitchilu leminu mechilu tzashem. Al dish amar lameisha bein alav shalom nechta kasa v'shem alim shalom devarim kashem elu nichol v'nishper liba mishal asma imam minum chul. The fact that we find in Tanya that it says that the betzem the yidden believe in the Eibushter. And the Meraglim, even though in the beginning, they said they didn't believe in the Eibushter, but the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to prove them to believe in the Eibushter. You just have to scream at them. The Regan, we scream at them, so their Yerdnash Rahamis was broken, and then they started believing in the Eibushter by themselves. So that is over here, what we need in order that the Yidden should start treating the Eibushter properly is not episode Grisin Yonim. What we need is to... To Yitzavim, we need Tzivu, we need Lashon Kasha, we need a Dibur Shel Zirus. We need Moshe Rabbeinu to scream at them. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to scream at them, automatically, their klipa is going to be Nishbar, and then they're going to start believing in the Eibushter. So even though Takad Yidin Mitzad Atzmam, treat the Eibushter like Baila, what is going to make that the Yidin should treat the Eibushter properly when they're going to get a Tzivu, when they're going to get screamed at? At Dibur Shel Zirus. When they're going to get a Dibur Shel Zirus, that's going to make that the Takad should treat the Eibushter the way they're supposed to. Higher that in the there is in the Chayin was the Sparsim that in this part of the Sicha when I get to this Ha'ara, so the Manichim when they gave the Rebbe into the Sicha for Agah, they wrote it one way and they asked it about a question and then there was a whole shock of a tie between them and the Rebbe. When I get to this, that when the Chatchila when the Sicha was written, it didn't say the word Dibur Shel Zirus, instead. Habas Melech Yitzavim V'Yizarzim Al Zeh. that it said that we need that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mitzaveh and be mizarez the Yidin about this inyan. And on the words v'yizarzim was brought to a dugma in Tanya from the Meraglim. So the Manichim asked the Rebbe that if it doesn't say the word, the Manichim wrote the Rebbe that L'chura, what we see from Tanya is just the fact that a dibur kasha could change the mind of a Yid. But we don't see anywhere in Tanya that that the person which does the dibur kasha has to be Moshe Rabbeinu, has to be Dafka Bas Melech. It should be Moshe Rabbeinu. So L'chura, it would be better to change the words of the Sikha instead of writing Habas Melech Yitzavim V'Yizazim, that Kilu that Gosh is, it is Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Mitzavim Mizaris. You should change the words V'Yizazim to the words B'Dibur Shel Zirus, which that means that the Dugma from Tanya is just on the fact that you need a Dibur Shel Zirus. But it's not on the fact it has to be Moshe Rabbeinu or somebody else who's giving this Dibur Shel Zirus, this type of Zirus, this type of way of speaking. When they wrote that to the Rebbe, so first the Rebbe answered on them, Ha'umnam ledaitam leine geya, Ha'umnam ledaitam einaf kemino miho ha-mizaris. That means the Rebbe said, according to them, there's no difference who's the mizaris. And it can continue. And according to what they're asking, so Taka would stay a question. Why Taka does it? There are mashals saying that it's Dafka the Bas Melech, that the Baal is asking the Bas Melech Dafka to Mizaris his to her children. L'chura, according to them, according to the way the Manichim asked, it's not Nageya that it should be the Bas Melech, it's just Nageya that it should be done through a Dibur Shel Zirus. So the Rebbe asked a question on their way of thinking. But Lepayol, the Rebbe said, that Taka they should change the words v'yizarzim through words b'dibur shel zirus, in order that people shouldn't have a question. So people, you should change the lashon the way they asked that Taka the dugma from Tanya that you need a dibur kasha should be in the words b'dibur shel zirus. That it's only a dugma for the fact that you need the way of doing it should be in a way of kasha, in a way of a zirus. But it's not a dugma. It won't be a difference if it's Moshe Rabbeinu Taka or the Eibishter. The Rebbe left it like that. But in other words, but the Rebbe in the way the Rebbe answered to the Manichim was mashma that Taka in Inigaret you didn't have to change to the words B'dibur Shel Zirus, but you could have continued the Tzav Yizarz because there is a point that Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu should be the one to Mimizarz the Yidin. Like in the Mashal, that it's Dafka the Bas Melech which has to be Mizaris or children. Now the Rebbe in the minor to the Shailos HaManichim and also in the Sikhi doesn't Taka answer this question. L'chura, if it's the Dibur Shel Zirus, if it's the way of speaking which is going to be Poel on the Yidin to change the Yachad to the Eibishter, so Taka, why isn't it gay that it should be the Vasa Melech Dafka which should do it? And the Eibishter himself can't be Mizaris the Yidin. The Rebbe wasn't Misyachis, didn't explain this point, but maybe it's explained already in the what we said, what the Rebbe said before, that the yachas of the Yidden to the of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Yidden is on the way of Rei Yisrael. So the fact that and when we call Moshe Rabbeinu Bas Melech because of his take upon himself, which comes inside the fact that he's Rei Yisrael, so it's dafke when Moshe Rabbeinu as Rei Yisrael will speak to the Yidin, his Dibur Shel Zirus could change the Yachas into the Eibishter. But I don't know exactly if that's a Pshat. Maybe it could be one of the options to the Pshat of this Inyan. And then the third Pshat of the Rebbe says over here that the Yachas. That we're talking about something that the king, that the father is asking his wife to ask her children, something which he must. We asked him, Sif, hey, L'chura, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibishter for something which is mukhach for Yid. What the Eibishter asked back is something which is not mukhach. How does Rashi answer that question? He answers the question, no, we're not speaking, we're talking about when it's a father which is not a melech, which is asking his children for something which he must. Now the Rebbe to tell us that no, Taka will have to explain that we're meredach though, that what the father is asking the child isn't, what the father is asking from the children is not something. Stam nachas ruach, he's asking for something which is davar amuchach. That's what he says, Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyachol k'may bayin avalei melech. Ah, because we're speaking about the Eibishter, the way, not kviyachol, the way he's a melech. Taka melech darf nicht haben gar nicht von seiner avod. Darf zu sein nicht ankommen. But when we're speaking about Av. Since the Eibishter is not a melech, we're not speaking the yachas of the Eibishter to the Yidin like a melech. We're speaking the yachas of the Eibishter to the Yidin like a Av, like a stamabal. Which stam about, which we said earlier, a zakuk l'banav, he needs his children, because if his children are not going to be noig b'kavid, nobody's going to be noig b'kavid. Al derech zo over here, the Eibishter needs the yidden for what? What does he need the yidden for? He needs the yidden for lelechem. He needs his children for bread. So this is another prat which we didn't say in the mashal. In the mashal taka in Sifri, it says that the melech is asking the children shleim rudubay. But over here, it doesn't say that. The Rebbe is saying that what the Eibishter needs from the Yidid is not Shalim Reduba. He needs Lechem. He needs bread. He needs him. I'm not so sure if the Mashal where he needs bread means we're talking about that the Eibishter needs his children. Al Derech, a person needs to have Lechem, needs to have bread. Al Derech Zeh, the Eibishter needs whatever the Yidid are going to give to him. He needs it as if just like a person needs Lechem. Kiviyach. But may move on. Ki tzavet tzavet bnei alai harei ze davar amuchav kiviyachol leizbarach. Kumefurish pahemshach hakasuv esker bnei lachmi. What the Eibishter is asking from the Yidden is something which he needs kiviyachol. But it says clearly in hamshach pasuk. It says it doesn't say the Eibishter is asking for kabbanis for nachas ruach. Taka says nachas ruach. But the Eibishter says he starts off esker bnei lachmi. Shaker bnei tim lachma yumizonei davar echrechi shalaket shabarach kiviyachol. The Eibishter must have. This the kabbanis kal derech a person needs to have lechem and mazon al derech the Eibishter must have the kabbanis. So that's only if we'll call the Eibishter baal. If we call the Eibishter a melech, the melech doesn't need to have the yachas that a melech needs from his avadim, from his children. He doesn't need lechem from them. He needs to have kavod, you know, whatever. He doesn't even need the kavod. Hashem, when we're not speaking about a melech, we're speaking about an av. Av could need something from his children. Al derech the Eibishter kviyachol makes himself have a certain yachas with the yidden, like an av, which he needs to have his children. He needs to have his children. Why does he need to have his children? He needs to have his children like a person needs lechem. Just to add a stick of beer over here. We'll see in the Siv Zayin in the Yinish Altair and the Hirah in the Sicha that the Yachas of the Eibishter to Yidin is like a Yachas of a father to a child, and this Yachas, the carbon which is a Shaychas to this Yachas, is a carbon which is Poel Nachas Ruach. And the Nachas Ruach itself, the Rebbe used the Lashon, v'zeu kiviyachol lach mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the L'chura, the pshat over here is, the Rebbe asked the question, that L'chura, the Karbanos are Nachas Ruach, so how, it's not a Davar HaMuchach. What does the Rebbe answer? That is a Davar HaMuchach. So how did that, how did that answer the question? So the Mashal didn't answer the question. You could have answered that question, which is saying that the Eibishter needs karbanos, not for a nachas lechem, not for a nachas ruach, just for lechem. To say that the karbanos is not just a nachas ruach, the karbanos is lechem, if that's the only answer to the question, then you don't need the mashal for that. But l'chura, the pshat over here is, so to stick a little stronger, that what the Rebbe is trying to say is, it's true that the melech, that the Eibishter wants nachas ruach. But this Nachas Ruach, for the Eibishter, it's a Davar HaMuchach. Why is it for the Eibishter this Nachas Ruach is a Davar HaMuchach? Because the Yachas of the Eibishter to the Yidin is not like a Melech, but it's like Avu Bonim. Avu Bonim, a Tata, a father must have the Yachas from his children. He needs to have that his children to give him Nachas Ruach. The fact that a father wants from his children Nachas Ruach, it's not just the Prat Noisef. No, the whole Yachas from a father and a child is Misbate, the fact that the son brings the father Nachas Ruach. So, since we're speaking about the Eibishter the way he's a av, not the way he's a melech, So that's why he needs to have his children. He needs to have his killed he needs the nachas ruach from his children, just like he needs lechem. Now, the fact that it says that karbanis lachmi, that the karbanis is lachmi mazenu shalak et jibarchu, davar echrechi shalak et jibarchu, is not a stira to the fact that it says it's nachas ruach. But hagufa, it's moshlei mashlimim mazalza. Why is for the Eibishter nachas ruach? Why is it the nachas ruach that didn't bring to the Eibishter? Why is that lechem from the Eibishter? Because the yachas of the Eibishter direct to the Yidin is not a yachas of a melech in this prat, but it's a yachas of a av. A av tak is muchrich to have nachas ruach from his children. And therefore, the nachas ruach v'etayin for lechem. I don't know, maybe it's a stretched pshat, but derech oli yeshlemer, maybe you could say that pshat. The Ayah 25, the Rebbe is marchiv on the fact that we said that the karbanis is a lechem from the Eibishter. So when we say lachmi, karbani lachmi, do we mean that it's the Eibishter is lechem or not? So he's marchiv because he elaborates on that a little bit. In Ayah 25, kenu kam pshuta shel mikra, that's in pshuta shel mikra, it's the other mocha for the Eibishter. Because the mocha chmizeh, the lachmi pirush Rashi elei murim chulu v'sulei. The fact that Rashi Taichas, in Lachmi, Elo Imurim, he doesn't explain another prat. He doesn't say that we're not speaking about Eibishter himself, we're speaking about, say, the give up a shtickle beer. Is mashma that according to Rashi, when it says Lachmi, we're speaking about Eibishter himself, that means that the karbanos are the lech from the Eibishter himself. Even though Lachora, in a different place, Rashi taichas the word lechem, that it's not lechem the Eibishter. We mean that it's a lechem of the fire of the Mizbeach, which is L'shem Gavaya, that means L'payal, it's the Eish of the Mizbeach, which needs this, which is burning the carbon, and it's the Lechem of the Eish, it's not L'shem Gavaya. So L'chora, maybe we get tight that according to the Mikra, it's not Shach to say about the Eibishter, that it's the Lechem of the Eibishter, but in the Eish, it's more Shach to say such a thing. So the Rebbe says, no, but Taka, that's the Rashi explained in Vayikra. But over here, Arishanim in the Dan, Shanamra Lachmi, over there it says Lechem Isha. So taket is it's lechem of who? It's of fire. It's only lashem is l'shem Hashem. But over here it doesn't say lechem isha l'shem. It says lachmi. So over here taket means that it's the lechem of the Eibishter himself. V'al derech mashen emar lechem alikov. U'pirish Rashi meichel alikov. V'leish shalosh. We find taket in another place in Parshas Emor. It says lechem alikov. Rashi taket is there's the meichel of the Eibishter himself. It doesn't say lechem the meichel of the ish. It's the meichel of the Eibishter. So derech zel in Pshutos Hamikra when it says lachmi means the Eibishter needs the karbanis for him himself. What taka pshat in them that the Eibishter needs the karbanis? So as Erech Chassidus Reilu Kutu Segel Chel Gebeiz Amad 18 Vanis Mevara 42 Shtok. But there you the Messiah and the places in Chassidus that explains this Indian how what means that the karbanis are the lechem of the Eibishter. B'chalef I'm getting back to the Sichas so B'chalef in the Sif Hey and Vav the Rebbe explained all the questions we had in Sif Beiz and Gimel. I'm going to get to why did Rashi What's the problem? Why does Rashi need a mashal? Because he has a big question. How could the Mishra be speak like that to the Eibishter? Why are the Karbanis a davar amuchrach? Why are we saying why? And then in Sif Gimel, in the certain pratim we asked the L'chor, the mashal is not verstandig. So that could our Indian the mashal is there verstandig because the mashal brings exactly the pratim which we need for our mashal. Then the Sif Beis Rebbe asked, why should we think that the banner should forget about the father? We explain why over here we should think such a thing. Because Dafka, the father is not a melech. And Dafka, understanding in our case, the Yidin were Aver and the Sif of the Eibishter a few times. Then why we bring Dafka to Sifri? Because we mean Dafka, we want to bring Dafka a mashal from a bas melech, not from a mashal from a melech, which was brought into the Chumah. So the Rashi wants to be shown with his word, because Dafka, when we say bas melech, it answers our questions. Why did the Rashi bring only these pratim to the mashal? Because Dafka only these pratim in a geah. That we're talking about a bas melech, she has kifas in herself. And Dafka, her husband is not a melech, because these pratim explain all the questions she had. And ascending is also all the questions she asked in Sif Gimel, and it's answered by these questions. Let's finish off the Sicha with the Sif Zayin. With the Hiran of Vidas Hashem. Mazem Hiran Neflav of Vidas Hashem. HaKesher Shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Neshamas Yisrael Hu K'Biyachol Al Derech HaKesher Shebein Av L'Ben. The Kesher which the Yidin have with the Eibishter, the Eibishter has with the Yidin is Al Derech, the Kesher which the Father has with the Shem. U'Kamishan Emer, like it says in the Pasuk, Abonim Atem Shem L'Kechem. Which it says Atem, which means Rak Atem. Only Yidin have such a Kesher with the Eibishter. L'Mailu B'Bchinas Melech. Higher than the Bchina of a Melech. That means this is the yachas of the Eberster has with the Yidden of Chinab HaMelech, which then, Avadim from the Eberster, there's the, in the yachas from the Eberster and the Yidden, there's the yachas of Avadim and HaMelech, and there's the yachas of Banim Ta'av. And the yachas of Avadim and HaBanim is higher than Chinab HaMelech. Why? The Rebbe explains in Torah 28, Re'ei, Dein Melech Bleyam, Nifradim V'Zarim Ruchaykim, Afilu haya leibanim rabim b'mayid leshech shem luch alim. It says in the time Yisharech in the Muna that a melech needs to have an am, and the am has to be dafke people which are nifradim v'zarim ruchaykim, because a person can't be a melech over his children. It's not shech to be a mesha, a melech over his children, it needs to be dafke somebody which is zarim ruchaykim. Kum tachayis, that when we're speaking about the yachas, the Eberster and Yidden, the fact that the Yidden are avadim tera melech, that's an oifin, that their kesher is a kesher of a ish nifrit kviyachol, which has a yachat to a person which is nifrit. But saying in the kesher, when we're talking about the shaykhus, when you're in the Eberster, the kesher, the connection, so the connection of a yachat of Avo Ben is a higher connection than a kesher of Adam Mamluch. And in that kesher, ain't shom ella kedush baruch hu nisham eshal bilvad, over there there's only Yidden in the Eberster, yir l'chal levadcha, v'ein l'zorim itcha. There's only the Yidden there, nobody else. Like it says, Banim Atam, only the Yidden are Banim from the Eberster, and not nobody else has this Yachas of Avum Ban. And that's what we see from the Mashal, that we're not calling the Eberster a Melech, we're calling the Eberster Baila, a Yachas to David, to the Yidden like Av. And that's only by Yidden, not by nobody else. This kesh is in you, which is always. Where do we see that? So first of all, the fact that the Yidden are children, so the children of my father is always like that. You can never change. Eved and a melech, so it could be married in his melech. It could change. But saying a ben to av can never change his yachas. His yachas will be always there. But that's what we see always in our mashal, because since the reason why they were just asking for a carbon tumid for a carbon is because he. Because of that's what they saw from the siyachas of Avon Ben, so therefore he's asking for something which is always nitzchi. But lachin gam akrala akamish shabeshachas is that carbon tamid is something which is for every always in your nitzchi to midei yibiyemi always upayel, and this carbon is pale what is pale nachas ruach lefane kviyachol, it's pale nachas ruach, which is also in you know a yachas of Avon Ben. Vezel kviyachol lach mishal gedrabach, and this is a lach which is muhak to this yachas, like because it's a kesher of Avon Ben, so Av needs to have the yachas. That the Ben is getting him in Nachas Ruach. Like explained in the end of Sif Vav. And now that's when it gets to the Musik Bechal, the Yachas of Avon Ban. So the Rebbe, this also gives us to explain what is the carbon tumid ba'uns in our time when we don't have a carbon tumid pile. That's Tfilis. So from this Indian, we could explain, this brings out also another Eifin of looking at Avedas Tfilis. What's so important about my davening? Why do I have to daven every single day? Person might ask, what's so important so much on my davening? Why do I have to do it every single day? Second of all, why do I have to do it every single day? What's going to be the grace of Gevald if one day I'm going to miss one of the tefillahs of a pashta day and a pashta, not in Shabbos Yom Tov, but in a regular day? So that's the question. And what would be the answer? Because we know, according to the whole sikha, what we learned, what is Avedas HaTamid, if we understand what Avedas HaTamid did, what Avedas HaTamid brings out, we'll be able to answer this question. What do we see from the Rashi? No. What is Avedas HaTamid? Avedas HaTamid is in order to bring out the Yachas from Bonai, the Yachas of Avon Ben. And this is a Yachas Midi, which has to be done every single second, every single day. So this answers the question. That what's the Chshivas HaGdele Kolkar Avedas HaTfila? This is the time when a person is bringing out his Yachas to the Eberster, like a Yachas of Avon Ben. Why does it have to be Midi and B'yemai? Because this kesh is a kesh of Tmidi. Like a yachas of father, of son to a father, which is every single day. And how much is a negeya? It's negeya, like it's the lechem of the Ebershter. It's like a person has needs bread. Al derech zeh kviyachol the Ebershter needs to have the tefillos shayid ham, shayid davets. And it's not so much chalit, not so much. Akdekach, like then the mashal is said that this inyan is more chashuv. It's more mochav to the Ebershter than what the yidden need the arei Yisrael. The Yidden didn't solve the davar mukh, it's pashut. But the fact that the Yidden, that the Eivishter needs to have carbon tummy, the Eivishter needs to have this yachas of nachas ruach from the ben, that's more negeya. It's more mukh than the fact that the Yidden need a varay. So the saying also the dacha, the davening with the da, person with the person davening, it's more negeya to the Eivishter even than the Indian of Yifke Deir Chavanis. So from there we see the grace moving Shekeinu B'chalim Tam, it's going to give every single day, B'yam Ami Chalim Shebishana, V'im Pashim Mesachal, every single day, not the special days of the year, the Pashim the day of the year, because like look at the carbon Tam, which is every single day of the year, B'chal Yim V'yayim, Nasa L'ideyat Tfilas Kol Echadecha, and every single day, through the davening of every single person, B'et Nachas Ruach L'fal L'shamat V'nasir Yitzin. You see the whole time that the Rebbe is bringing out that the Nachas Ruach, and the land, this itself is something which the Ebershter needs.